Welcome to a meditation that will explore thoughts and emotional states, perhaps even mind states, if you will. Opening to curiosity about this practice, and of course, as we always do, starting exactly where we are in this moment. Becoming really curious about the landscape, the bodyscape, if you will, the mindscape and the heartscape. What is present for you in this moment? You might become very curious about what weather systems are passing through. You might notice how the energy is in the body, in the mind, and the heart. Just this moment, checking in and opening with a sense of curiosity, learning to gently recognize what is here. And allow it to be here. Allowing everything that is present to be known. You might notice, of course, as you open to what is known, that you might be breathing as well, and that is known. Allowing the awareness to breathe with conscious breaths for a few moments. Relaxing what you can. Holding what cannot be let go, just with the gentlest of care. This is how it has come to be in this moment. How could it be any other way? And so we learn to be with. It's always helpful to remind the body to let be, let go of what it can, softening the face and jaw, allowing the back and shoulders to relax into this moment. Feeling into the uprightness of the posture, the dignity of the posture, and then relaxing with it. Releasing the legs, releasing the arms, and inviting just a kind, careful, soft attention into the hands. And then very gently you might connect now to the breath in the belly, at the heart center, checking in, very gently checking in to what is known here, what might be held here. Sometimes we feel absolutely nothing but sensing in to the gentlest sensations. But also sometimes you might notice emotions that might be showing up throughout your body, but most likely emotions show up in the face. They show up at our heart center and at the belly. You might also be aware of thoughts that might also be arising. Sometimes the emotions reflect the thoughts that might be there. Sometimes there might be an underlying mood or a mind state that might be there, and thoughts may be coming and going. whatever it is, becoming very curious with a great deal of gentle, delicate presence. Just touching in. If it's too much, always giving yourself permission to back off and feel yourself grounded in this moment. Feeling the body sitting here, feeling places of contact with the floor, with the earth underneath. Always giving yourself permission to anchor back or know what is happening from a place of being grounded. You can know you're sitting here supported and open to sensing the emotional state in this moment, sensing thoughts that may be present with it. For some of us, it is helpful sometimes to bring a hand to the belly, to the heart center, to one or the other, or both. Very gently holding with a sense of care and a sense of curiosity. What is present here in this moment? Feeling into the temperature, the touch, as it makes contact with the belly, with the heart center, if you've chosen to move your hands to these areas. And then very curious about the underlying mood, mind state. Perhaps you can sense the emotion. Might be very helpful to rest the story about it. Just feel into the present moment sensation of what is known. How do you know? And you might get very curious if the sensation, if the state of mind, state of heart stays the same as you really stay with it. Or is there something else underneath? Do you feel it deeper or do you feel it release? Do you feel it changing? Is there just one clear mind state, emotional state? Or are these like a stream mixing in? Just becoming curious with as much gentleness, as much care as you can invite into this moment. You might be curious about thoughts that might be present as well. Noticing the thoughts and becoming curious about thinking. Just labeling it as thinking. And seeing if you can just let go of the story as best as possible. Staying with the sensations of the emotional states, getting to know the mind states. Just curious in this moment, especially about how they might show up in the body. And curious about this from a sense of being grounded in this moment. If emotions are coming up, it's absolutely okay. Noticing this is being known in this moment. Whatever is showing up, recognizing it as something that is arising in this moment. This is how it is in this moment. This is how it has come to be in this moment. Allowing it to be here, to be known, being with it, and making a choice to not feed it any more energy. There's a being with kindness, being with curiosity. It's possible to hold with all the care without feeding energy, without proliferating the story, without getting lost in the story. What does it mean to really be with, get to know what is here, hold it with all the care you can? Very gently, with a lot of curiosity, listening in. You might breathe with what is being known. Gentle, deep breaths, feeling the support of the breath, support of the body, and opening to what is known with an attitude of kindness, of curiosity, of gentle, tender energy. How could it be any other way in this moment? And I choose to not feed it any more energy. I can be with it without adding to it. The way you might listen to a very, very dear friend without adding to his or her story. You can offer compassion, kindness, friendship to whatever is known in the body as whispers of your emotional state, of the state of the mind. What is known in this moment? You might notice again thoughts coming up. Stories might be coming up, making a choice to let go of the story, learning to be with. And you might notice emotions coming up, allowing yourself to feel them fully, be with them, with as much gentleness as you can. This is a compassionate and courageous practice, delicate and tender, being with everything that shows up, no exceptions, and doing this with the gentlest of care, and giving yourself permission, if it's too much, backing off. Knowing it is an act of care and wisdom to release into the support of this moment in the body and in the breath. And checking in to what is known in this moment. Recognizing what is known as best as possible as a felt sensation in the body, sensing into it, holding it with care, allowing it to be here, being with it, with kindness, with care, with compassion. You might even notice there are moments of lightness. Moments perhaps of joy even known. Opening with whatever is here. Becoming always curious. Inquiry, investigation. What is this moment teaching us? Opening to the insights of this experience right now. And very gently allowing it to rest in this moment, knowing this is the nature of things. Some weather systems can be sunny, breezy, others can be stormy, but they do pass. Can you become curious about these natures of the mind and weather states, just like you might knowing the weather system? Knowing how we don't control the weather, but we can make a choice of what we're going to wear today. We don't control what shows up in our emotional mind state. But we can choose how we can respond in the next moment. We can get pulled into the current of old habit, of reactivity, or we can respond. Responding with a pause, breathing in, connecting with the body, responding with wisdom of knowing things as they are, as they have come to be, accepting they can't be any other way, this is the way they've come to be, and knowing you have a choice. We always have a choice on how we can meet the next moment. That choice, that freedom, is always ours, an invitation to start afresh, letting go of old habits, of reacting, sometimes without even thinking. Letting go of that as best as we can. The kinder we are, the more we pause, the more our choices are wiser. And sometimes we know nothing need be done at all. Sometimes just being with is enough. I invite you for a few moments in silence to just be with what arises in the emotional landscape with any moods that are present. Seeing if you can slow it down. Recognize, allow, be with. Respond with wisdom only if necessary. moment by moment. You might just be curious about what is passing through the weather systems that pass through, thoughts, emotions, even sensations in the body, always grounding in the body, always noticing this as best as you can. In the body. Patience and kindness as best as you can. And of course, as you turn towards, you might notice the opposite of kindness coming up. Old habits and our frustration with not being able to be as wise as we'd like to. The shooting mind, the coulding mind, all of these things may show up as we learn to be with the thoughts and emotional states. This is not an easy practice. This is a practice to come to over and over, just noticing whatever shows up, even as our intention is one of care. We might notice judgment. We might notice frustration. We might notice impatience. And wherever you notice this, wherever you catch yourself, can you be a little softer? Can you make a choice to release? Release the story. Release getting wrapped up. And drop into the sensations, the felt sensations in the body of this emotional state. Can we really be with this? Just in this moment. It's helpful sometimes to bring your hand to those areas where you feel it most intensely, with softness, with care, as a reminder to literally be in touch with. To hold. To allow instead of resist. To make some room for what shows up. Give it some space with the breathing. And sometimes you might find there is a lightness to this practice. Emotions may release. Just notice what is showing up for you in the next few minutes. Holding, being with what is known with care. And you might also notice you are still sitting, lying down or standing, whatever posture you've chosen, still grounded, still supported, and still breathing, breathing with, sitting with, whatever is known as the thoughts float by, the emotions continue to make their journey. Taking a moment to notice if the body itself has changed. noticing if the emotions and thoughts have changed as you come towards the end of this sitting. And if this has been a struggle, allowing that struggle to release. Inviting the body to soften again, the face to soften. Letting your torso relax. Softening your hands and legs. And now just being in touch with this life force, the breath. Offering as much care and friendship as you can to just this moment. Breathing in, knowing you're breathing in. Breathing out and knowing you're breathing out. Staying with just this gentle in-breath and out-breath. An opening to a sense of being grateful for the generosity that you have offered and the courage that you've offered by engaging in this practice. It's not an easy practice. Thank you so much for trying it on, exploring, trying to take it as a practice instead of a judgment. Inviting yourself again and again to explore this practice when you feel it might be supporting. A journey of discovery. A journey, perhaps, of new ways of meeting old friends in our mind and in our heart. Feeling into a sense of gratitude again for this generous journey that you have offered yourself. Thank you. May you truly be well.